nature discovery is an amorphous situation where people make various contributions. It's a little group usually. It might be four or five people. It might be 20. It might be four. Are the ones who really keep things going, but not one. Not one yes. person is doing all.
Yes.
But anyway.
So it makes more sense then to share publicity and identify the group.
That's
and the
right.
interconnections yeah. of that that's member rather than just one.
That's precisely right. Now, I think you're saying that very skillfully, and the idea is that in the course of doing it, the saying just one, which is what we've completely committed to for the last 100 years almost, instead of that, we've failed to allow for the strange nature of discovery, the almost mystical quality of putting things together, as you and I have talked about repeatedly, and others have talked about. And this is something that Pierce, for example, had a rather remarkable position on, as you and I have also said. John recognized perfectly well, I often talked to him about it. That you couldn't really identify the individuals appropriately, so he just ignored it, and which he was heavily criticized for. But actually, he had a pretty good way. He had a pretty good policy.
No, here we are. Yeah, here we are, 100 years later, still wondering who invented the telephone.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But John had
with the historical record showing more and more that Elijah Gray.
Yes.
Really did have a big role in this.
Oh, my, yes.
So the comment is, don't say Bell invented the phone.
Yes,
let's
right.
just say the telephone was invented based upon the work of Elijah Gray, yes. Alexander Graham
yes,
Bell,
yes,
and one or two others.
That's the point. That's the point, and that's the most natural and fair thing, and it's not unmanageable. It doesn't mean you get everybody inventing everything. It isn't anything like that. It's that there are a group of people that do these things. But the group is the group. It's not from an individual that they
yes.
picked out.
So when it comes to the telegraph, we mention Wheatstone,
sure.
we mention Alfred Vail, we
yes,
mention
yes.
Samuel Morse,
yes.
and we say collectively.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Okay.
It's one of the fascinating features of the whole subject, that collective creativity can happen. And it's a shame that they submerge it in this... super publicity, super razzle-dazzle stuff.